We went in the oldest church in the United States.
Oh, yes, sir.
And they had a bell there, a great big bell.
About 4 feet, how about 3 feet wide?
They're about 3 feet wide. It said was made in Spain. And it weighed 700 pounds. It had gold and silver and brass in it. And I asked them to let me take the clap and just touch it. And you know that thing had the best sound you ever heard. I just had to take that clap and touch the side of that bell.
A bell that heavy, I bet it really rung.
Well, I didn't hit it hard, you know, just low. But it sure sound good. It was a thick bell. It said it weighed 700 pounds.
So what, about 3 inches thick?
Well, it was 2.5 or three.
That's really a thick bell. That's a mighty thick bell.
It's about 2.5, I imagine.
You take a trip out there?
Oh, yeah.
That's been a nice trip.
Well, I've been all around. I've been to Jamaican, Puerto Rican, St. Thomas.
Tell me about where you traveled.
Well, I've been from... from Key West, Florida to Barbara, Maine, just as far as a man can go north and south in the United States.
And you've been out west, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I've been all out in Arizona, New Mexico, been to the Painted Desert and Petrified Forest, and to some old gold mines and silver mines out there in New Mexico and around.
Yes. Well, sounds like you've done quite a bit of traveling then.
Well, right smart. Just change the subject a minute.
Yes, sir.
I was raised up with niggers.
Oh, yes, sir.
This country's got the... we're talking about the economy and all, but we don't know what we're facing. Now, I was raised with niggas. I was raised in the field. I went plowing with them when I was 15 years old.
Yes.
And, you know, I was in Jamaica down there at Kingston.
Yes.
And we went out on a tour. Well, it's all niggas nearly down there. Of course, there's
about all there.
About all is and on those islands, you know. And they've been there for years. We got off the boat and took a tour that afternoon.
Yes.
And we toured way out around the city. We started back into the boat. Well, I guess it was Albert's son. And we were out 7 or 8 miles from the boat.
Yes, sir.
And we began to meet a string of cars, and they were bumper to bumper just coming out of town, you know.
Yes, sir.
And I asked the driver, he was a nigger. I asked him, I said, well, I declare, where's all them people going? We're just meeting them, just been meeting them for a mile or two. He says, all the white people have to get out of town before sundown. Says they can't stay down there after sundown.
Oh, really?
That's right. Now, people don't realize that ain't been about and seen it. I tell them, in less than 10 years, we're going to have to live in a compound if we live here and have guards. You know what Atlanta is.
Yes, sir, it's a mess.
Well, you see you see them 12 niggas turn that nigga loose down yonder yesterday.
Oh, really? I hadn't seen the paper. Yeah. I hadn't seen the paper in 2 days.
Yeah, they turned him loose.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, kill them four fellas. Well, now, something's gonna have to be done if we live here.
Yes, sir, I agree. Gotta do something.
I tell them, they ain't nothing no worse than a nigger or a Jew.
Yes, sir.
Except a mixture like Atlanta's got the male.
Well, they got
they got a half Jew and a half nigger, three quarter Jew and a quarter nigger, something other.
Yes, sir.